Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Today, the topic of my speech is going to be hijab. The first thing I'm going to say is hijab is wajib. No matter whatever someone says, hijab is wajib, and no one can deny that. I'll start off my speech with three questions. My first question is, what is hijab? Hijab is a Muslim veil, but it technically means covering, as in covering yourself in front of non-mihram. Now, what is non-mihram? Non-mihram are all the guys, all the men around the world who are not your brother, son, father, or maternal first uncle. Taking hijab in front of all these non-mihram is haram, and it's a sin. My second question is, why is hijab important? No one will be willing to harm you due to respect that you are a modest Muslim girl. If someone stands against your modesty, millions of other people will stand to defend you. My third question is, and how should women take hijab correctly? For an Islamic woman, only her face and her hands should be showing, and that's the proper Islamic dress. In Quran, it states, Ya ayyuhan nabiyya, kul al-azwajika wa banatika wa nisa' al-mu'mineen, yudneena alayhinna min jalabibihin, zalika adna an yu'arfina, wa yu'dina wa kana Allahu ghafira rahim. O Prophet, tell your wives and daughters and the believing women to draw their outer garments around them when they go out or among men. That is better in order that they might be known to be Muslims and not annoyed. If we do not believe in Quran, if we do not believe what the Quran says, how can we have faith in Allah? I've heard many girls complain against hijab, that people criticize us for wearing it. Hijab is something that they make fun of. No matter how good you are, people are not going to stop criticizing you. Then they're just going to put you down because they know that you are the one who's better than them. You are the one who's respected more. You are the one who's following Islam, not them. And this is something to be proud of. It's not something to be ashamed of. Hijab is an act of obeying Allah. If someone tells us not to wear hijab, who should we obey? A normal nonsense human or our God, the Almighty, which is Allah? Hijab is ifah, which is modesty. Hijab is tahira, which is purity, purity in the heart. Hijab is taqwa, which is righteous. Right, it is right to wear hijab, and it is wajib. Hijab is iman, which is belief. That yes, we do believe in God, we do believe in Allah, we are going to do what He says, we are going to wear a hijab. Hijab is haya, which is bashfulness, which is shame, that we do have shame when we go outside in front of the non-mihram. Hijab is ghira, which is a man having shame in front of people by making his wives and daughter wear a hijab. And the most important point, which all girls should concentrate on this, is that hijab is a shield which protects you, which is for your own good. Allah gave women such a high reputation and high honor that He wants the whole world to see Islamic women from the eyes of respect. People say hijab was an old tradition followed by women in the early centuries. That statement is wrong. Hijab is stated in Quran, and as we Shias and all the Muslims believe, Quran cannot be changed till the day of judgment, which is Qiyamah. And as you know, I stated some verses out of the Quran to prove that wearing a hijab is wajib. So if we believe and know that Quran cannot be changed, how can we deny of what it states? Even denying on the on those statements in the Quran is haram and is a big sin. Salawat. Two Muslim girls in the classroom, one wearing a hijab, the other one without. The girl with no scarf, eager to have a laugh, began to gossip and shout, "Take off your headscarf, let's see the length of your hair. Go on, just this once, it's only a dare." The girl with the hijab looked back and proudly replied, "There's no chance that I'll let 14 devils float by my side." The other girl scoffed, still wanting to have fun, "So you're prepared to roast under the burning sun?" "Yes, because the heat right now means nothing to me. It is the hell which fire is extremely scary." Girl with no scarf still wanting to say more. "Why are you wearing it? What is the purpose for?" "Allah will keep evil and punishment away from me. This hijab is there in my life for my security. I love and value my life, which is why I cover my head," smiling the girl in the hijab had said. The other girl, tense but not showing she's feeling bad, "Why not show everyone your beauty? Once you have, you feel ever so glad." The beauty is inside me where Islam is growing in my heart. Appreciating Allah is the way for a happy start. At this point, the girl with no hijab had nothing else left to say. She knew that the other girl was always joyful and confident each and every day. She realized that this sister in hijab will always remain pure and never will walk in shame. The girl with no scarf, she knew, wanted to be exactly the same. This is why when she went home, she made a very big decision. She realized that the long-loving Allah can put you in such a wonderful position. In the classroom the next day, the girl was wearing a hijab for the first time ever, feeling so proud. Looked at the other girl whom she had made fun of before, had said out loud, "Oh, sister of Islam, forgive me for the things I have said. Seeing the love you hold for our religion has today made me cover my head. Your sweet and caring words that you so dearly express made me see how Islam has given you so much respect. I know that Allah will give those who follow Islam. Wearing my hijab, I know that I will be safe from any harm. Thank you, my sister, for you who I know admire and congratulate. Together, all Muslims, we should aim to reach Jannah's gates." The first girl amazed, had happiness all over her face, smiled with love and gave the sister a lot of praise. "MashaAllah, sister, indeed Allah will purify your heart and your deen. Continue love and for our faith and in heaven we will be seen. Wearing the hijab, you will always stay as a respected girl and the Allah, we will be known as a concealed pearl." Salman. And hopefully, inshallah, the way this girl brought herself to Islam, all my sisters who are sitting here, who don't wear a hijab, yet will realize their mistake and start obeying Allah by wearing a hijab and won't be ashamed of showing their personality that they are Muslim by wearing a hijab, because hijab is the personality of every Islamic girl and it represents and shows that yes, we are Muslim and yes, we are proud of it. We still mourn that Bibi Zainab and all the other Bibis hijabs were pulled off from non-mahram who didn't have shame that this is Bibi Zainab, daughter of Ali, sister of Hussein, a part of Prophet Muhammad's family. Her hands were tied, she covered her face with her hair and said, "Oh, shameless people, have some shame. Don't look at the daughter of Ali. Don't make a show in the markets of Sham. I am Hussein's sister, and the little girl with me is Hussein's daughter, whose hands weren't tied, but the neck was. The little girl was thirsty, who was an orphan, who was only 5, had marks on her face by getting slapped by Shimmer, whose ears were bleeding, whose dress was burned. The little girl was crying for her father Hussein, her brother Qasim, her brother Akbar, and her brother Ali Asghar. When the tents were getting burned in Karbala, Bibi Sakina's clothes were on fire too. A man approached her just to put out the fire, but Bibi Sakina said, "Do not dare to touch me, therefore I am a Sayyid Zadi. I am a daughter of Hussein, and you are a non-mahram to me." If a 5-year-old girl can have so much dignity and wisdom, we should be ashamed of ourselves. We just can't call ourselves Muslim girls by crying over Bibi Zainab. If we do not obey to the message that Bibi Zainab and Bibi Sakina have passed on to us, what's the point of coming to a majlis and crying? In every majlis, all Bibis are here to join the Azadari, but when they look at the Muslim girls who don't wear hijab, they mourn that for who we sacrificed our lives only so they can get the message of wearing a hijab, came to Imam Hussein's majlis as a non-hijabi Muslim. Inshallah, a day will come when girls will start realizing their mistakes and start walking to the right path to Allah and Jannah. Ameen.